Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
The moose got the hairy fraud.
I can tell by your beard you don't love a law. You got the Brian Gumbel face. It go waste removal. We dispose brothers. Embarrassing the family. Keisha Cole mother. Man down, stand down, blam rounds. That bitch niggas thinking that me and my camp clowns. Listen, Ringling brothers and bonding them belly. I'm strangling brothers, I'm harming them daily. I shoot a fair one with the midget. Duke, I shoot an air gun at a pigeon. Shut the fuck
shut
up.
The fuck up.
Y'all niggas is belly weights. Fucking with the white, with the Tony Montana face.
Come here.
Andre Iguodala, I smack shit out of you. Make your padre give me dollars. I'm not just a rapper, I'm a painter by trade. Abstract art, just throw a grenade to your brains. Word to me, your mind, every word from P. Divine. I smack shit out of niggas dressing like he is Sean.
To be crazy on the daily, surf bullets across your temple, get grazed it. Blood pouring out that vein, that's not wavy. All I do in this world is get the money mainly. All I want in this world, my pretty little cheese, 4 pound in a Chanel clutch. Yeah, that's sweet for the life. I'll put your brain next to your feet. Break all your toy soldiers and make it complete. Then take a couple double shots with the team and party like it's 2020 on the beach. Life is what you make it, so I made it iconic. I fuck her so good, yeah, my dick is bionic. I'm dope like chronic, I'm nasty like vomit. I spit up a verse, on your level, I'm beyond it. Black Mafia, infamous, on that mob shit. Baby, you are now rocking with the best, we good regardless.
A mí me encanta la letra, tiene un flow tan heavy, y me encanta la letra.
Harry, what up? Ask me the ghost. D-Block. Yeah.
I hear you talking, but it don't mean shit. Cause niggas will pop on you like SEAL Team 6.
Pop on you, nigga.
Cheers to the killers and limousines, those from Thailand. Shipped through the Philippines, soaked in kerosene and thrown in the guillotine. Burned with your head cut off, you don't dream. Your gelatin, my skeleton is like Wolverine. Your family come for revenge, blow them to smithereens. I'm like Morpheus on opiates, Matrix, facelift with the can opener. Gathering on the stand whenever the van open up. Door fly, the bitter hit your face like a rawhide. Bullets hit your teeth like a fluoride. I'ma bring you through hell, be the sword
guy.
So what you want, the Hulk or the 4-5? Don't you ask me about no rappers, they can all die.
If you love me, say you're loving me, man. Don't wait till I'm gonna say you're loving me, fam. Cause when it's said and done, then you said nothing. You gon' be wishing that you would've said something. I can't smell a creed when I'm 6 feet deep in the box with dirt thrown on top of me. Why you wanna wait till I'm not breathing? To cry on my chest and tell me how you was feeling. You say I'll tell them, let them see me at my best. But you're not knowing how much time is left. You keep saying when I get around to it. But they say the same thing, so nobody ever do it. I've been through it, wishing I could take it back. Turn the clock back to where we fell out at. If I could, I'd part waters like Moses and give you dozens while you can still smell the roses.
Still got love here, even all the love was gone. I do what my brothers do, drama what my brothers for. But when all the love gone, you wish that the love would stay. I do what my brothers do, pray to who my brothers pray. Still got love here, even all the love was gone.
Just think, if Big and Pop made beef,
and you could pick something to vote for them, what would it be?
What about your brother just got murdered
when you was crying, saying sorry? Do you think that he heard it?
For 7 years, sister's not speaking.
A car accident, claim one and not the other, tweaking.
One cousin kill the next over 3 keys.
That sound like Rich and Poe if you ask me.
Mother and daughter at each other's throat.
Daughter get raped,
mother can't cope. Never said sorry before they left home.
She felt she ruined her life, so she took her own.
Now daddy fucked up, drugs getting sucked up.
He got a grandbaby that he gotta raise up.
If I could, I'd part orders like Moses and give you dozens while you can still smell the roses.
Still got love here, even all the love was gone. I do what my brothers do, drama what my brothers for. But when all the love gone, you wish that the love would stay. I do what my brothers do, pray to who my brothers pray. Still got love here, even all the love was gone. I do
that's
what
it is.
Drama what my brothers for. But when all the love gone, you wish that the love would stay.
Yeah, I love you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My life real, but sometimes it seems like a dream. My Aki advised me to stay up on my team. Give thanks for what I have, go hard for what I need. Break fast when time to eat. We in it together like 2 feet, knee deep till we deceased. Some say it's no honor out here in these streets. Who heart really pure, who sure about their own peeps? My friends and my fam, his own's to eat. Cause when they gone to sleep, we moan and weep. But while they still on their feet, salute when we greet. That's how soldiers show respect when we troop to the beat. If I never say the words, it ain't cause I ain't mean it. You can judge by my deeds that I pledge my allegiance. If I could, I'd part waters like Moses and give you dozens while you can still smell the roses.
Still got love here, even all the love was gone. I do what my brothers do, drama what my brothers for. But when all the love gone, you wish that the love would stay. I do what my brothers do, pray to who my brothers pray. Still got love here, even all the love was gone. I do what my brothers do, drama what my brothers for. But when all the love gone, you wish that the love would stay. I do what my brothers do, pray to who my brothers pray.
Thank you. Peace. It's Black Power Family. Welcome to another episode of Doing Knowledge Radio. I'm first by Knowledge is Born. This is your host, Knowledge is Born Alive. We are here on our Talk Black to Me Tuesday, and we got one of the true and living gods in the building. We're about to get started. Pardon the delay, a little bit of technical difficulty, but we're going to persevere through it and do what we need to do. So it's my honor and privilege at this time to introduce and present to others tonight's guest here on Talk Black to Me Tuesdays live here on Duke Knowledge Radio, elder in this nation, come to give us a word. So without any further ado, I present to you Minister Justice Allah.
Peace, beloved. Peace to the universal family. Peace to all those that are listening. Thank you very much for your platform and everything that you're doing. And I'll continue to be great in everything that you are doing. Peace.
Well, it's an honor to have you on, you know, finally some true true and living up in here. I guess we gotta add some extra on in that. You know, some true and living. We gotta qualify, you know, some stuff that's, you know, been going on around here. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, let's just start with an introduction and then, you know, we can go from there and introduce ourselves to the fans.
I'm kinda like my character speak for itself in regards to how long I've been around and active in the community and the things that I do, but I'm an active member of the Nation of Gods and Earths, you know, 40 years or more. My mathematics have brought me friendships in all walks of life. So today I'm in many circles because I was taught as a young God that God should be Lord of all the worlds. So I have many friendships and many walks of life, many schools of thoughts. And today I'm like to elaborate on my conscious mind movement as well as my OGs against violence that I have in a community. I have in several communities, but presently I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm pushing the conscious minds and the OGs against violence in the community. I think it's imperative that we get actively involved. I was always taught we are vanguards of the community. And as a righteous man, we should be involved in a community on every level, from educational to knowing the police captain, to the educational system, to what the community offer. This is the nature of the righteous, that these are the things that we should be involved in and make our people aware of what's going on in the community. Peace.
All right, that's peace. So let's circle back and see, you know, before we get into everything else, let's kind of deal with the foundational aspect. You know, what was it about, you know, this particular nation 40 years ago that attracted your eye? You know, how did you get started? And kind of, you know, kind of parallel to what you would see nowadays versus, you know, as we would say, 379 years ago.
You know, the beautiful thing about that is that God just recently asked me a question of that nature. And what I said is, for yourself, Almighty, in the last 20 years, you can look at the transition of the nation from the many names that they have and things of that nature. When I was a young God, it was just the 5% nation. Then with the 5% Nation of Gods and Earths. So, you know, you have many names today in regards to a body of knowledge, but culturally, you know, we always been, you know, the 5% Nation of Gods and Earths from my humbly beginning in the 70s. And I think the blessing of it is in those times, you've seen the nation be effective in so many perspectives, like the hip-hop goes hand in hand with the Nation of Gods and Earths, you know what I mean? Because we kind of came up together during the same exact time. So if you look at hip-hop, a lot of the things pertaining to the Nation of Gods and Earths have affected hip-hop. And then you had the 80s and the 90s where we were very, you know, influenced on hip-hop artists and many facets of the world. And then the enemy is going to do his job, just like God got a job The enemy got a job. So an enemy's job is to destroy the righteous. So the enemy is going to do all in his power to destroy the righteous. One way to destroy the righteous is to come in with that gangster rap. You know, at that time, you had a lot of five percenters that were being very effective in many arenas, such as hip-hop. And when the enemy saw that, he used gangster rap to cloud it, to distort it, to take away from the consciousness, because when you wake people up, now you're changing realities. So just being able to be a part of that, being a part of the first Million Man March, all the way up to my brother Khalid Muhammad, may peace and blessings to be upon him. I knew the brother personally. He was a beautiful spirit. He was a beautiful brother, you know, going to his march. And being a part of all of those great things all the way to today is a blessing in itself, as far as being here and just being an aide. You know, when you get a little older, you be an aide to those that's coming along. You help them in their growth and development. So that's what I do, you know, as far as, like, even in my community, I'm connected to the Bloods. I'm connected to the Crips. I'm a big homie to everybody, because regardless, I don't care if you Blood, you still need knowledge yourself. You still need to know your history. There's so many things that you don't know. So I don't care if you Crip, you Blood, I don't care what you are. Everybody need knowledge of self. Everybody need to know who they are. Everybody need to know their history. So I got two things I have in common with many people, you know, today. Like I said, I have friendships in all walks of life. So regardless of what walk of life, man, I have brothership with the Moors. I have brothership with the Nation of Islam. I have brothership with the Kemetic community. I have brothership with the spiritual community. And we got two things that we can base those things on that we can never differ in. And know what those two things are? That the original man and the original woman are the first people on the planet. The second thing is the original man and the original woman is the first fathers and mothers of civilization. Can't no theology dispute that. I don't care what you bear witness to. And we can dialogue. Our foundation can be based on those two perspectives. Peace.
Okay. So I've seen the appearance of the name change over time, and it, you know, it kind of becomes a situation where, you know, brothers and sisters might use that as a cause to defer. So how do you circumnavigate all of the extras? You see what I'm saying? You know, the extras in regards to, you know, for instance, no refinement in the mass, and, you know, all of the extra stuff that you see. Now we a lost prophet saying, now we the nation of God's and earth. Now it's this, it's that, and this. Oh, this ain't in my lessons. This ain't in my mathematics. This ain't in my alphabet. So, you know, with the kind of the stuff that, you know, cats might attract themselves to in regards to that piece of steel having a magnetic within it, you know, how do you, you know, kind of get past
that? Well, my answer would be to that is those are baby 5%er things you're talking about. And when you evolve, you grow into the true and living God. So me, being who I am, like I said, I'm very active in my nation. You know what I mean? So I'm not someone that just talk. My actions show and prove who I am. And I have a Jew from my organization, OGs Against Violence, that words without actions will be the death of the next generation. So you have to be the word and the message that you bring. So I show up to national parliaments and build and add on. So I'm a builder. I'm going to constantly build. And do that I'm a builder, I'm going to always support my nation in the nature that I do workshops, I do seminars, I do all kind of things, you know what I mean, in my nation. You know, I got the universal proclamation of the will and death decree. What is that? That's, you just have your affairs in order when you leave the earth. And I'm going to show you how it's mathematically on time. Many guys I have shared it with in the last couple of years, and it's a couple of guys that just returned, and they also had it. So it's a proclamation that you can get notarized, and it explains to your family how you want your funeral, how you want your affairs in order. And I also got in there how to do a funeral in the perspectives of the tradition of the Nation of Gods and Earths. So these are the type of things that I present to the nation. I'm presently going through a training where I'm doing a disaster preparation training. So I'm going to do some workshops for that, because how do we know if something happened, tragedy, tornado, earthquake, what do we do? Do we have the 150 things that we should have in our house? Do we teach that to our babies? So this is the type of platform that I'm on, and I just keep building. You know, I had an elder God tell me, he said, "Minister, just keep building. You outbuild them. The talkers, just keep building and just keep adding on in the nature that you add on, and you outbuild them." And that's what I do. Peace.
All right. So let's go into your boxing training history, and you know how you got involved with that. You see what I'm saying?
I'm presently involved with some professional fighters as we speak, but I've been involved with boxing for like the last 30 years of my life. My brother, which is named D. Islam, he boxed. I got a cousin named Jamel Edie. He boxed professional. I got a brother that was the first champ of where I live at, Albany, New York. His name is Tony Marshall. I was involved with his career. I've always been involved with boxing. I love boxing. I come from a family of boxers, and I just love training. I use that as an outlet to connect with young people. Actually, where I live at, I live in a nice urban area where it's a lot of children that don't have no father, and they just attract to me. So, you know, I might be training and working out, especially while I live at, it's always nice. So I'm always in my backyard working out, training, and I attract youth, and I teach them boxing. And as I teach them boxing, I'm teaching them life skills. I'm teaching them the knowledge of self. I'm teaching them about who they are. So it's a twofold process in regards to training. But I love boxing. I got a beautiful brother named Black Flea, Sam Bunch in Albany, New York. He keep me connected. So I'm involved with a lot of fighters presently that's very productive and doing their thing. One brother named Abraham, he just got connected to Top Rank. And just got some beautiful fighters coming out of Albany, New York. And I'm going to start in Charlotte. Me and my brother is going to start looking for fighters and doing our thing here. And just, you know, empowering young people. You know, anytime, you know, you've got a lot of things going on, such as violence and robberies in the community, that means that there's a lack. There's a lack. So we have to find ways for young people to get into other things outside of these streets. That's why it's so much violence. So when you provide other avenues for them, it gives them other ways out of the hood. Peace.
It's definitely important. Definitely important. Martial arts was a way for me. And
oh, that's beautiful. You know, and I like to elaborate about my conscious mind. It's a beautiful, beautiful story on my conscious mind series. And I wanted to speak on that, if you don't mind, because I sent you my emblem. And I wanted to break it down to you. And I wanted to break it down to some of our listeners, because sometimes in the Nation of Gods and Earths, you know, people take things on face value. You know what I mean? And when you're a builder, people like to run with things. You know what I mean? Instead of going to the source. If you don't understand something, you go to the source. You don't speculate. You don't assume. You go to the source. So like yourself, you say, well, Brother Minister Justice, what's the science? What's the conscious mind's emblem, brother? Can you break that down to me? And that's what a wise man supposed to do. So again, I want to elaborate on that. The conscious mind series came out of Albany, New York in 2012. And I'm a community leader, and I'm a community advisor, and I'm very involved in the community on all levels. Two bloods were shooting at each other, and the bullet traveled up the street and killed a little girl. And me being a community leader, I said, I'm going to go to every organization that's active. So when you look at my emblem, beloved, you see I'm going to go from left to right. And you got the Nation of Gods and Earths. You got the Morris Science, Kemetic. You got the Church. You got the Nation of Islam. All of those organizations got involved. So we started doing town hall meetings. And from town hall meetings, it evolved into the Conscious Mind series. And I made it an organization. So when you see my emblem, like I'm here in Charlotte right now, and I have a beautiful Morris Science brother presently that I'm speaking with right now before I even got on this show. You know what I mean? And we build and we dialogue about things we're going to do in the community because he recognized the importance of the conscious mind because it's all minds moving as one. It's all minds moving as one, beloved. We ain't caught up in ideology differences. We ain't bickering about what we see in difference. Because know why? What we have in common is more important than what we have in difference. He has the same mission. I got the same mission. It's about going out in his community and being effective. That's what me and this brother got in common. And that's what we're going to do. For 2020, we got mad ideas that we're about to implement in the community. So that's an aspect of what the conscious mind is. So if you were in North Carolina and you're a part of any of those entities and you're a part and you're about helping the community and far as education, far as health, far as finance, far as making sure that our women, our babies is getting taken care of, because, brother, you a wise man. You study just like I do. You study the times, brother. It's a proven fact that there's a lot of things going on with our women being abducted, with our young people being abducted, with these people taking our young people, taking their organs and things of that nature. So we got to be on guard, brother. We can't worry about if you are more and you are 5%. Now, it's more important than that. Brother, you ready to get out there on that battlefield? You ready to go out there and do this work? That's what it's about right now, my brother. That's what it's about. Peace.
Worried about the best part, not worried about the poor part. Is that what it is?
Oh, man, because we could talk all day, Knowledge Barn. Nah, my brother, we can talk all day, my brother, and I'm a builder. You know what I mean? I don't mind getting on these talk shows, and I don't mind doing interviews, but anybody that know me know about my work, know about what I do. You know what I mean? I go from community to community, anywhere I'm at, but I'm not even in where I live at. And I only been here 3 years, brother, and I'm effective in the community. They know Minister Justice. Anywhere I go, my light gonna shine. Anywhere I go, I'm going to be the true and living. Anywhere I go, I'm going to show and prove the truth. I'm going to show and prove righteousness. I'm going to show and prove that what this enemy got up against us, we can defeat that. All you got to do is change your mindset. All you got to do is change how you think. And if you change how you think, you can change your destiny. Peace.
That's what it is, God. So let's delve into your spiritual journey and what things you have to say in regards to those aspects, in regards to, you know, that journey right there.
Spirituality is an ancient science. Again, we Lord of all the worlds. I know for a fact, you know what I understand, beloved? History is best qualified to reward your research. Do that, history is best qualified to reward research. Yes, go back. Let's go back thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And if you go back thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years, the mother and the father, is spirituality. African spirituality is the mother and father of every religion, because everything that you see come up under that banner. Everything that you see comes from that particular spiritual science that we manifested in the beginning. So spiritual, it's not spooky. Spiritual, meaning that you're taking the inwardly path. You're going inwardly. That's all it means. So when I say I'm spiritual, that means that I'm in tune with the things that you don't see with your physical eye. You're spiritual. When me and you say mind, I attack mind, that's spiritual. When you're talking about prana, the science of prana, your lessons, that's spiritual. When you say you drop your form, you're going to drop that form that you're in right now, and you drop that form and you return back to energy, that's spiritual. So I always say that when anybody leave the earth, they go to the spiritual realm of the ancestors. When you drop that form and you drop that body, where you going? To the spiritual aspect of life. But my journey, I'm in a Bible Belt right now. I bear witness that one of my jobs is to take the Christian mindset out of the sky, right? Stop looking for God in the sky and put God back in the people, because God is within yourself. The Bible tells you the kingdom of God is within you. Ain't nothing outside of you. God is within you. So everybody have a mission. Everybody got a job to do. Your job may not be my job, but I know for a fact my job is to get people about the clouds and bring them back into the reality of themselves. So I think that's one of the things that I have been doing in the last 7 to 8 years from a spiritual perspective. And it allowed me to today, as well as in the Nation of Gods and Earths, that I have officiated weddings, I have officiated funerals. I'm actually about, right here in Charlotte, do non-denominational weddings and funerals. So for those that's not Christian, you God, you are more, you practice Yoruba, I can do that. I can do that. That's where my mathematics have brought me. Again, I got friendships in all walks of life. My mathematics have brought me friendships because I'm Lord of all the worlds. And due that I'm Lord of all the worlds, I'm able to go into a lot of places and a lot of people can't go. I'm able to enter a lot of doors that a lot of people can't enter those doors. That's the uniqueness of being God, though. See, I always say that we are all individual expressions of Allah and of Allah's teachings. So how I apply my mathematics, how I make my journey, well, my science is my life journey. And how you apply your mathematics is your life journey. How you utilize your science and make your science walk and talk for you. Peace.
So I heard the add-on in regards to spirit, you know, that you touched on, you know, not being spooky about it. So,
oh, no. Nah. Actually, we get a misconception because most times we thinking from a European perspective. We thinking, to be truthful, we mystified, even some of us with knowledge itself. You know what I mean? Because you got to be ingrained to know for actual fact that the black man is God in the flesh. So when you understand that, and if I speak to you about something spiritual, you know I ain't talking about nothing spooky. because you know I understand there is no mystery God. We searched for that mystery God for trillions of years, once we're able to find the so-called mystery God. We already know that already. So do that. We know that. We know that the only God that exists is the God you're talking to right now. Because I recognize the God in you, just like you recognize the God in me. Peace.
Yeah, you had to go through that poor part so people don't be dwelling on the poor part and get to the best part. You see what I'm saying?
Well, see, I want to drop a jewel on you, Almighty. You know one thing about Minister Justice? You know one thing about Minister Justice, Knowledge Born? I don't look through other people's lenses to see Minister Justice. I don't do that. Meaning that I let no one define me but me. What someone think of me is irrelevant. Because I'm the God. And once I realize and know for actual fact that I'm the God, what someone else think is irrelevant. Because in no shape, form, or fashion is you assisting my cipher. See, I got a universe. I got a queen. So when you look at the universe, the sun, moon, and stars, you see Minister Justice. I got a queen that bears witness that I'm the God, not no some other God. I know Minister Justice to God. You know what I mean? My babies live out the science of mathematics. So I'm living what I'm teaching. I am the message that I bring. So this is what it's about, again. You must make your mathematics walk and talk in your everyday life. You must make your lessons walk and talk in your life and make your lessons walk and talk in your children. Make your lessons walk and talk in your woman. If you ain't doing none of that, don't talk to me about nothing. Ain't no better than to run up on Minister Justice. Because Minister Justice is on his square perpendicular. I remain on my square perpendicular. I'm mathematically in tune. I'm a scientist. And I'm going to continue to show and prove until the day I leave this earth. I'm going to continue to build. I'm going to continue to show and prove. I ain't like no light bulb that's getting ready to go out. You don't hear Minister Justice talking about I'm retiring. I'm fiery just like I was fiery 30 years ago. I'm still adding on. I'm still showing and proving that the law is the God, always was and always will be. I will continue to do that. Peace.
Peace, peace. So with the recent transition of freedom of law, affectionately known to the world is possible. How was that for you? And, you know, some of those folks.
Well, you know, man, that's a great question that you're asking, Black man. And thank you, man. I just saw it. It was another great guy named Sil Kill. He passed away October 27th. He was a very beautiful God. I called him the Shaq of our nation because he was that same stature. God was big, 6'6", 300 pounds, and he was a beautiful God. I had the opportunity to work with him for the last 10 years. He was running the show on Prove. He's the God that just opened up the bookstore on the side of a law school. And I saw the God at the funeral, and the God gave me a beautiful hug, and we embraced. And you know the beautiful thing, God, is he asked me about what I was telling you about, the will and testimony decree that I put out for the Nation of God's Nurse, you know, in regards to making sure you got your affairs in order and you can get it notarized to give it to your family. Like I said, I've been circulating it for a couple years now, and the God asked me about it. And I had it in my car. My car wasn't too bad, so I'm going to go get you one. You know what I mean? And I gave him one, and we built a little bit. And now he returned. But I had a beautiful relationship with the God. I knew the God for a long time. We go back many, many years. And very, very peaceful brother. Very humble brother. He was fiery, but he was humble. You know what I mean? He was fiery when he got up to bill, but he was very humble. If you had one-on-one bills with him, he was humble. know what I mean? And he wasn't caught up because, you know, he's a Wu-Tang member, even though, you know, the Wu-Tang ain't so much relevant now. But even when it was popular, you know, he didn't allow that to go to his head at that time. We had a lot of different builds. Beautiful, beautiful brother. And it's just a tragedy. But at the same time, it was his time to go because I understand the nature of death today. And I understand death in a different perspective than a lot of people because I've been blessed to get with some beautiful Moorish brothers that helped me understand the nature of death. And I lost two children, Almighty God. I lost a son last year that got killed. Got killed July 13th in the streets. And then 3 years before that, I lost a daughter to cervical cancer, May 26, 2016. So I've been going through my love hell to right, but at the same time, being spiritual allowed me to sustain myself to understand that we have our time here, family, but it ain't just here. This is just a stage in the process because life is internal. So do that life is internal, you're just using that body right now. That's all you're doing. But the work you're doing here, you have work in the next place you're going. You know what I mean? So if God is internal and if energy can't be destroyed, then that disproves a lot of things that people say. If energy can't be destroyed, right, God? Energy can't be destroyed. So it keeps manifesting itself. Keeps manifesting itself. Just like all the rivers eventually go to the ocean. Right? So it's a process. It's a cycle. It's a birth and rebirth. Birth and rebirth cycle. 360 degrees. That's all that is. Peace.
That's peace.
You there, Almighty?
Yeah, yeah. I'm,
I know I went a little, deep right there. I went a little deep right there.
You know, certain stuff, you know, marinate in the way that it goes. You know, we deal in that science of that culture in regards to, you know, our family. You know what I mean? So when you're dealing with that dynamic of an ancestral connection, all we can see is regeneration. Every generation.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So we're dealing with that in that continuous cipher that you just spoke about. You see what I'm saying? In regard to, you know, reincarnating, here to learn a lesson. That's how we got 120 lessons. So you understand what I'm saying? Us incarnating in the
yes.
physical world is evidence of that continuous cycle, you know, all the way down to our phenotypical manifestation in the heart and all of these things that are unseen that we make seen and heard everywhere. You see what I'm saying? So we say Allah seen and heard everywhere. You know? And if we say Allah is the Lord of all the worlds, this is the evidence of it. You see? So that giving credence and owed to an existence beyond the realm of the physical eye. It didn't say Lord of the world. It said Lord of all the world.
That's right.
You know, just beyond the scope of the vestigial that we see with the physical eye, you know, in the first eye, which existed, that is the mind. So, you know, indiscriminate to those faculties that we hone in on, there's a deeper science in regards to that. They call it sight beyond sight in the Thundercats. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. See, I want to give you another perspective just to add on to what you're saying. I understand it today. I didn't understand it yesterday, but I understand it today. We are all vibrating on different levels of consciousness. We all vibrating. We vibrating energy, but we vibrating on different frequencies. You know what I mean? So I understand that. I didn't understand that before. So I understand. So when I come in contact with someone, and I see their level where they at, I know what frequency they on. Okay. I'm going to either go down or I'm going to go up and deal with them on their frequency of consciousness or their frequency of mathematics or their frequency of life. I keep it practical, Almighty. I was always taught to keep my mathematics practical. You know what I mean? So every science that I deal with, I'm going to keep it practical. And I'm going to keep it practical in the nature that you can be able to comprehend and understand where I'm coming from. I ain't going to be no spooked out. I ain't going to be way up in the universe. Ain't going to be none of that. You're going to be able to understand exactly where I come from, any particular science that I elaborate on. Peace.
Well, that's peace. I mean, that was like the charge to think I was born in no limit of time. You see what I'm saying? And,
yes.
You know, peace to baby. You know, so we've been dealing with that, those levels of dimensions even before we knew what to call it. You see what I'm saying? So we give it to a person on their particular level. You see what I'm saying? And we know that not all of the children are the same. You know, they have unique experiences, but the universality is that, you know, they're all our children. You see what I'm saying? So could you actualize the experience with each child on their level and what they're here to do? You see what I'm saying? So once you begin to walk together, those two become one in that aspect. You know what I mean? So you know how to reach them in that kind of way. That's how in our nation we got each one teach nine. You see what I'm saying? We don't have each one teach one. We do have each one.
I want to share.
Because when you're dealing
with add on and share this with you as well. I have a beautiful brother named Malik Muhammad, and he's a part of the Nation of Islam. He's been my brother for the last 15 years of my life. And the brother has a beautiful program in Albany called the Young Kings and Queens Program. It's a beautiful, my brother. I have to send you some pictures. And I worked with the brother for the last 7 to 8 years. The brother have taught me military drilling, and we teach Black history. We teach mathematics. We teach Swahili. We teach them how to be young men and young women as far as etiquettes. It's a beautiful program. You know what I mean? And that's one of the things that I'm going to implement here because I think that it goes in alignment as far as what's going on in our community. I think that our children is lacking manhood and womanhood training. So the brother actually taught me the rites of passage program and the nature that he taught me. So again, brother, if I was closed-minded, I wouldn't have learned these things because the brother is in the Nation of Islam. I didn't look at, oh, brother, because I'm a god. I'm in the Nation of Gods and Earths. You're in the Nation of Islam. I can't fuck with you. No, brother. And I love this brother. And the brother have taught me so much. You know what I mean? And the same thing applies to the more science. I have this brother named Joseph Yumbe, and he's the Grand Sheik in Syracuse, New York right now. And this brother introduced me to the more science teachers maybe 20 years ago. He was coming into my bookstore, and we would start building. And I used to always go at him because I thought it was fun. It's a 5%er. I mean, ain't nothing else but the problem, man. And through doing that, the brother endured all that. And he just kept coming to me, kept coming to me. And when I opened my mind and started building with the brother, and I started realizing how much I was learning, like, oh, wow. And I'm going to share this story with you, beloved, real quick. The brother said, his daughter got in trouble. And he like, brother, I want you to come down the court, brother. I'm going to demonstrate because that's how we use Bill. The Moors use demonstrate. He said, brother, I'm going to demonstrate, and I want you to see me demonstrate. So I said, yeah, that's okay, brother. So I come down the court. And brother, this brother did some things that I'm like, wow. And he went through some different things as far as, you know, masonry and things of that nature. And his daughter got up out of there, you know what I mean, with nothing. And I'm flabbergasted. So we go, I said, hold up, brother. How did you do that? Right? So he's laughing. He's like, brother, that's what I've been trying to tell you, brother. I want to give you these jewels. I'm like, what? Man. So, you know, through different sciences and different chambers and things of that nature, you know, the brother had bestowed those type of blessings upon me. And that's like, again, I said, I can go into, remember again, God, I said, I can go into a lot of holes that a lot of people can't go in. But again, if I was closed-minded, I wouldn't have learned none of those things. You know what I mean? So I was always taught that we should seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. You know what I mean? That we should study every facet of life and we deal with the science of everything in life. Peace.
Exactly what it is right there. Exactly what it is. Otherwise, you can see things happening, and, you know, we think we're on point, and this stuff getting drawn up in the fine mist of recognized hardly by tech.
Oh, man. You know something, bro, love it? To add to that, I was sharing with my queen recently. Again, dude, that I know so many beautiful brothers that I've been taught so many things. I know how to read signs and symbols. It's a lot of science in signs and symbols that people don't even know that, right? So I showed her something. We was together the other day. I said, what you think that mean right there? She didn't know. I said, no, that got a meaning to it. When I started breaking it down to her, she was like, how do you know that? I said, because if you're in the knowing of that, you would know that. That's how the Masons and people that deal with esoteric science and things of that nature know. Just like I didn't know, beloved. You know how you always hear the Moors talk about nationality and all of that, right? I understand it now. I understand what Born Mastermind is striving to do with sovereignty because I took time to study. So, dude, that I know international law, dude, that I know the Black Law Dictionary, dude, that I have studied the Constitution, I know what they're talking about. Like, example, subject. In the Constitution, you have subject. You know another word for subject is slaves. But a lot of people don't know that. They said, well, how did you know that? Go to the Black Law Dictionary. But see, you got to be well studied to know these things. But we got a little bit degree of knowledge. And do that, we got a little bit degree of knowledge. We think we know everything. So I know 120 degrees, right? And I don't got an idea what Born Mastermind doing. But I want to talk about it. Oh, man, Boom ain't writing exact. Well, why ain't writing exact? Well, because we don't do that in the nation of God and earth. Why not? Tell me what the brother's doing. They can't break it down to me. I said, I said, I'm lost, Black man. We don't take nothing on face value, right? And we always do our research, right? So if you don't know what Born Mastermind is doing, go do your fucking research. So you can come back to him with actual facts on why he should do it or why he shouldn't do it. And this is my thing that I got, what's going on with Born Mastermind, because he's a beautiful brother. I love his spirit. I love his energy. I love his drive. He is a great example of who God is. He's a great example. If you look at his family, he's a great example of what a righteous man should be. But we don't look at none of that. None of those factors don't mean nothing in regards to what the brother's doing. He ain't writing exact. Okay. Why he ain't writing exact? But we ain't looking at what the brother's doing, his examples that he does, how he lives his life. We ain't looking at none of that. I'd like for you to add on to that, my brother, Knowledge Born. I'd like to hear your build on that.
Well, you know, I had the God on. You see what I'm saying? That's my air, Mike. You know, actions speak louder than words. So we deal with the science of wisdom. Wisdom is wise words and wise ways and actions. These two things had to be symmetrical. They had to be in congruent and aligned. And, you know, what the God Born Mastermind is doing, he's in his power and in his right to do. You understand what I'm saying? You know, there have been riffs and stuff, people then came and tried to do all kind of devilishment. And, you know, when I looked at, you know, these, what we teach, what we achieve, what he is doing is right in line with what we teach and what we achieve.
I agree 100%. I like
so
that. I agree.
Be objective. My me being objective in the situation, even though that's my brother, I say, okay, he doing what God is supposed to do. I mean, 50 years, you see what I'm saying? So you say, okay, Allah say, you know, if you want to see me come together, you coming together as a society, you know, for a common cause. What is this common cause? For a better future versus being subject.
You see what I'm saying? You're being subjected to these things, and you have the power and the determined idea to do. You see what I'm saying? You know, the gods used to say, I don't play because last time we played, we made devil. You understand what I'm saying? So playing with two pieces of steel led to made devil. You understand what I'm saying? So now we find ourselves in a made devil society where we, again, are messing with this grafted part. You see what I'm saying? And not dealing with the best part. We worrying about the poor part, and we getting eating the wrong foods. These are all things that the God was bringing out in regards to these things that we're supposed to be safeguarded against. If a Muslim can't teach God shit, as you know, one of the greatest lines from Papa Wu at the end, can the devil fool a Muslim? He says, not nowadays. So how do we get caught and stuck at six in that regards, in regards to what you're saying, in regards to what God does? You see what I'm saying? So if the first thing you learned was who God was, where's your evidence of God being seen and heard everywhere? This is the manifestation of Allah's world being made manifest. And then you got those who come in the name of Allah being the biggest roadblocks and stumbling blocks for something to be made manifest. You see what I'm saying? So it's there. And then we understand something very simplistic. Most honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us 85%, 10%, and 5%. That's where them lessons come from. The difference between 5% and 10% is 5%. It's simple. The difference, the variance in degree, that the naked eye cannot even hardly detect the change. But if you still caught up on who come in the name, you won't be able to distinguish those unless you go back and remember 5%, 10%. Who are the 5% of the poor part of the planet Earth? Who are the 10% of the poor? Why is it the poor part of the planet Earth? You understand? So, because in the place, if you were in dealing with the best part, there would have to be no distinction between 85%, 10%, 5%. Everything would be 100. Like everybody say, oh, keep it 100 today. You understand what I'm saying? So because you're dealing in the poor part, it becomes a situation to where there's a distinguisher. Why did Musa have such a hard time civilizing the devil in the year 2000 BC? Answer, because he was a savage. Is he talking about the devil, or is he talking about a part of or aspect of his own nature? It's too far. You see what I'm saying? So when you start looking at it like that, you're like, okay. It didn't say because the devil was established. We already know the devil's nature. Musa had to battle against an aspect of himself that he had to control. And what was his solution to the place? Fucking dynamite. You see what I'm saying? Like that was his solution to the aspect of himself. You know, the deportation was between the moon and the earth. You see what I'm saying? The deportation from the moon, of the moon from the earth. All of these aspects, again, they become, you know, twofold in that regard when we're looking at these things, and then we actually really draw them up from that perspective. So, you know, if he God, then who's to stop God from doing what they do? If you ain't stopping no other God from doing what they do. If they're out there dealing in the poor part, if they're out there dealing in the devil's civilization, ain't nobody coming against them and condemning them publicly and making videos all this other stuff, and they're dealing in the poorest of the poor part.
That's right. That's what truth is like.
They found the way to add a unifier, add a qualifier to, you know, what our duty is as a civilized person. We ain't even getting to, you know, the Muslim or the God. What's the duty of a civilized person? Or what's the duty of a civilized man? You see what I'm saying? So in that, is to be industrious and to be progressive. That's what Allah showed you. We didn't have no building. We didn't have no nation. None of that. So Allah gave you a nation. Allah gave you
That's
a flag.
Right.
Allah gave you
That's
a
right.
mandate to be out in the world and doing what you need to do. So
yes.
When somebody comes as a great reminder,
either you are reminded of what you're supposed to do or what the hell you ain't doing. So for
I
those
agree,
who are reminded of what you're supposed to do, you'll see that in that way is righteous. And if you ain't, hey, you playing with two fuses of steel.
Yes.
One of them got the magnetic in it. And in that case, it should have just been something simple if you just even dealt with that. You see what I'm saying? On the light, repel. You see what I'm saying? Like in that science, the science right there. So that
you know,
repel. Go ahead,
Tom. Can I add to your bill? No, you're on point. You made me think about a lot of things. You know, first I want to say, you are your own God. I am my own God. I'm not God over you. I'm only God over me. I'm only God over my cipher and my universe. That's first and foremost in that perspective. When you God and you a producer and you builder, you don't go ask nobody to do nothing. God, I don't ask nobody to do anything. I don't go report to somebody and ask them, can I do something? I've just been doing for years, months, and days, for decades. So it's a little different, me and him, because I've been doing for so long. Like, it's been down, like I told you guys how long I've been around. So it's been down times where the nation is in a downslide. And there have been times where the nation has been a downslide of my cipher. And what is my God? Again, I'm a builder. I go to the community center and start volunteering my time. And I told the God that. What is my God? We had a parliament, and it was only a couple people. And the God was very frustrated. And I was smiling. So he's like, God, why are you smiling? I said, Almighty. There's a lot of ways to build. If you see that, you know, the gods are not coming around and, you know, I said, God, you can volunteer your time. I said, God, go to the community center. They need volunteers. And he said, I never thought about that. I said, God, I do that all the time. And I went to the community center, and I happened to know the director. And I told the director, listen, I want to have my black history classes. I want to teach black history. I want to do this. I want to do that. He said, okay. And I just started doing it. And so many gods know of me, of doing stuff like that. Like, and sometimes I'll talk about it. You know what I mean? Like, I just build. Like, I don't got to broadcast everything that I do. You know what I mean? Because a righteous man doesn't broadcast everything he does. I just do it. So I go to nursing homes, spend time with the elderly. Like, this is something that I just do. I worked at a nursing home before. So due to that, I worked at a nursing home before. I know that a lot of the elders don't get visitors. So I naturally just go to nursing homes and just go there and spend time with people. And before I left, where I live at right now, in a law born, they had this nursing home where I used to live at. And the last time I was up there, I went there, and they missed me. And the lady told me, boy, do they miss you. And I just made it my business because that's a form of charity. You already know, Almighty, what you put out to the universe, the universe is going to give back. This is a mathematical law. This ain't nothing spooky. This is a mathematical law. This is a mathematical principle, how the universe governs itself. So I know if I put out righteous intentions, if I put out righteous acts, if I strive, you know what I mean, to be righteous in my thinking, if I start to be righteous in my actions, it's only going to produce righteous results. And I'm going to have righteous things come back to me. That's universal law. That's universal justice. Peace.
Indeed. So if we go down to just being two pieces of steel, the one with the magnetic in it will always attract.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And we are the light. We all are the light of the world. It's in the nature of our purpose and our duty. Everybody come to earth with a purpose. Every person comes to the earth with a purpose. Now, the goal is to find your purpose and your mission and what you should be doing in your life. So most of us say, okay, our mission is to teach knowledge of self. Our mission is to be a civilized man.
Okay. That's peace.
Your mission could be much more than that as well.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's a part of your mission, because the nature of God, that he should always teach, regardless of what facet of life that he's in, he should always be teaching. You know what I mean? And long as we're doing that, then we affecting change at the end of the day. You know what I mean? We're changing people's lives, bringing them out of darkness into the light so they can begin to know themselves. Because that's important in this day and time. So many people are blind and don't have an idea of what's going on in society, what's going on in life. I'm just working, I'm chilling, and I get a girlfriend. There's so much more to life than that. So when I speak with my children, because I got stepchildren with my queen, and we sit down and we have dinner, because I'm still old school. So, you know, on weekends, I'm making sure that we have a dinner together, because we don't do that no more, Almighty. You know, we so busy into video games, and I don't play that. And we sitting down having dinner, and everybody on their goddamn phone. Nah, we don't do that. We don't do that in my house. Nah, we're going to sit down, and you can say, oh, man, it's old school. I'm going to be old school. We're going to put down some phone. We're going to eat. We're going to bring bread. We're going to build. We're going to talk about, you know, what's going on in your life, what's really going on in your life, you know, as far as your relationship, as far as what you should be striving to do. We got to have these kind of talks. You ain't going to be up in your shit and you're going to play fucking video games. Don't play that shit. I'll play that. Nah, that's not happening. Because if we do that, now we're allowing other things to be the master, and we ain't the master. I'm the master in my house. Ain't nothing else mastering things in my house. No video games, no nothing but me. That's how I look at it. Until you out my house and you on your own, now you the master. But while you at my house and you learning and you growing, which I'm going to help you, I'm the master. And I got to teach you to help you navigate in this life. Because this is a serious life, black man, that we're dealing with against this enemy. And our children got to be well equipped. You know what I say, Almighty? I say that we got our youth out there on the battlefield and they ill prepared. How you could be on the battlefield and you ill prepared? We got to make sure that our children is prepared on this battlefield out there dealing with this enemy on all facets of life. We need everybody, all inclusive. You about this struggle, I need you. This is a real live war going on right now. It's a mental and spiritual war. There's a mental and spiritual war going on out there. Feminizing our black men. Look at TV, Almighty. Man, I don't watch much. I'm selective what I do watch. But I'm interacting with the babies again, brother. You know, I got to adapt to them and, you know, get into their mind and watch different things. And, you know, see that right there? Look at this commercial right here. It's two women kissing each other. Look how they're pushing it. And just watch this video. Watch this commercial just went off. It's two dudes messing with each other. They ain't had that when I was growing up. You ain't see that, but now they pushing it. Why? Because the enemy knows by 2053 we would be the majority. They been do that. So do that, we know that we're going to go all type of avenues. We're going to go all type of avenues. We're going to use Planned Parenthood. We're going to use everything possible to make sure that we take these people out because they keep reproducing. We're going to keep them dumb. Deaf and blind, you know. So, you know, we got to be aware, you know, man. It's a deep science, man. Are you familiar with the sister that started Planned Parenthood? Margaret Trenger. What's that organization you're part of? No, there's another organization I was looking for that she's a part of. Eugenics. Eugenics Society. My brother just gave it to me. Eugenics Society. Margaret, she the one implemented Planned Parenthood to start killing off our babies. And guess who down with Margaret? Hillary Clinton. Okay. Yes. And a lot of people didn't even know that when Clinton was the president, she gave her money and everything. These are the things that I'm speaking about, Almighty. You know what I mean? That we got to stay abreast on and teach our young people so they be aware. You know, they got this thing going on now with the sterilization that you got to get your babies, you know what I mean, vaccinized. Man, you know they shooting stuff in our babies. Know they shooting stuff in our babies. And I can remember when my queen had the young children and she moved up to Albany and she fought. No, I ain't doing that. And she won, you know what I mean, when she came up to a law of born and, you know, these schools was on some crap. But the queen was like, nah, I ain't going for that. You know what I mean? And she built and she built and she won. You know what I mean? But today, they trying to use roadblocks that we got to do it. So we just got to be aware on so many levels today with this enemy. Peace. Hello?
Yeah, Lord, I'm here. So we're about to wrap it up. You got any final thoughts, any acknowledgments, anything you want to shout out, anything you want to plug?
No,
we got to bring you back on for part two so we can, you know what I'm saying?
I want to thank you. Just want to thank you for the platform. I want to thank you for the opportunity. Again, I appreciate what you do. You know, I appreciate just having me on and allowing me to be able to share some things, share my perspective, you know, share what I'm doing. And just thank you, you know. Outside of that, Lord, I want you to be at peace. I want you to keep building, keep doing the great things that you're doing. Remain on that battlefield. And anytime you need me, I'm here for you.
Well, I appreciate it, Lord. Enjoy the rest of your night.
You as well. Peace to the universal family. Peace to all those out there. Peace.
Peace.
Oh, that's nice.